Sport on RTE Radio 1.
It's 7:35. Darren Frahill is here with the sport. Darren, a draw for Ireland in the World Cup. The girls in green are on their way home, and of course the Dubs were celebrating last night, so there's plenty to talk about.
It's a busy morning, Keane, let me tell you that. I guess, first of all, let's start with the Irish women's team. Brilliant they got that draw. Historic draw as well. Unfortunately, that on-field row between Vera Powell, the manager, and Katie McCabe, captain, it has cast a shadow over that result, a very positive result. The pair seen with about 20 minutes to go, a very visible row. And Pau afterwards, after the game, she confirmed that she turned down McCabe's request to make substitutions during that second half. So the player should not be telling the manager what to do, should they? So you can understand why Vera Powell would be very defensive. But to be honest with you, just not great. Not a great look. Mm-hmm. And increases the speculation then about the future of the Irish manager. And I'm going to have more on her position later in the show. But for now, let's focus on that draw. Could easily have been a loss. What about that brilliant save by the Irish goalkeeper, Courtney Brosnan? It was Gordon Banks-esque. I'm showing my age here this morning. A lot of the young people said, who's Gordon
you
Banks?
You don't remember Gordon Banks.
Well, I don't know, I don't. But one of the great saves, wasn't it? Of all time, and I have to say, up there. Despite the point, she admitted afterwards that she was very disappointed overall with the whole package, the World Cup.
Want more, obviously everyone wants to win matches and we really desperately wanted to get out of the group, so I think right now we're obviously disappointed. We'll definitely look back and be proud of what we achieved and know that this is only the start for us, and I think that gives us great confidence that this team is only growing better and stronger, and I think we'll definitely be back.
Yeah, let's hope so. More on that a little bit later on. The Irish rugby coach Andy Farrell has a clean bill of health ahead of their meeting against Italy at the weekend. Johnny Sexton, as we know, suspended for all three warm-up matches ahead of the World Cup, but otherwise the squad are looking fit and healthy. Teed Up Doug won the feature on day one of the Galway Festival. This was the big amateur race. The race favourite was trained by Emmett Mullins and ridden by Ray Barron. But I think one of the biggest cheers of the evening came when a local jockey, Danny Gilligan, won the second race of the day with a horse called Never a Dull Moment. Dave Keane spoke with a very proud mammy, Natalie, after it.
We always want to see our kids do well, but what's it like for you? I was standing quite close to you when Danny was in contention there. You gave that a woeful shout to come home.
I did. He's been out for a few weeks with a broken collarbone, and I was just so happy for him, especially being in his home county. And like all my sons, I shoved them all on. But just to have, especially a festival winner, his first festival winner in Galway, amazing.
Yeah, I have a feeling there'll be a lot more to come. Maybe a big one this week. We'll see more of that later in the week. In swimming, Roisin Nareen made a brilliant start at the Paris Swimming World Championships in Manchester. She swam a new PB on her way to winning a silver medal in her 100-metre butterfly final. And if that wasn't good enough, her time good enough to secure qualification to next summer's Paralympics. Great start there for Team Ireland. The victorious Dublin football team held their homecoming last night. They were presented in front of their fans at Smithfield Square. Thousands turned out there after the win over Kerry. Now, Colin Pasquale won his first All-Ireland medal as a starter, and he's been telling Marty Morrissey about what he thinks was the big turning point in the season.
Being brought on the road in the All-Ireland series, we had games where that we might have had previously. They're tough. We were challenged in different ways. We learned about ourselves. We got our game plans and stuff like that through the year, and it all clicked, and then that focused the minds, and then once we got into the semis and finals, all the experience within the group just shone through, and I think we knew how to get the job done.
Final whistle blows and you've an All-Ireland medal on the team, if you know what I mean, playing. Yeah. What was that like?
As probably the best feeling ever, really, in my experience playing football. And the club lads, Ross McGarry and my brother Ryan, were on the squad on the match day panel today. Mm. And straight away we drove out to train every day this year together. Mm. So we were there for each other if we had a bad night or a bad game, and it was a real team effort.
Yeah, that's all your sport for now.